Just the slurs. If you could do me a favor and just get the slurs in there. I think this should be good to do it. How do you guys feel?
Yeah, hello.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
We're back.
All right.
You already know.
I think this is sounding good so far. I'm going to put all my shit on the damn silent.
You're going to put all your shit on the salad?
Put all my shit on the salad. All the dressings. Trimmings. Fixings.
Trimmings? Yeah. Hey, pass me some of them trimmings up there. I need it for my salad.
I think so. Yeah, I think we're good. I'm thinking we're hot and ready.
Hey, we've started it up.
I think we're sounding good.
What am I at? A little fucking Caesars over here.
Whoa.
$5.
What am I at? A fucking hot and ready fucking footlong over here.
Whoa.
What am I at? A fucking Jimmy John's over here.
The $5 footlong is $8 now.
Bro.
Crazy.
Damn.
Crazy, bro.
Inflation.
Still a pretty good deal.
Is it?
I think so.
It was, bro.
Inflation,
the
yeah.
sandwich don't go down as well, you know, with all
the history. Got some $5 footlongs. The Italian, cold cut, and veggie, I think.
Well, if the $5 footlong is not $5 anymore, there has to be another $5 sandwich somewhere. Because that's a market.
Yeah.
For $5 sandwiches.
You can get a nasty cold sandwich from Kroger for $5. It's got like egg salad or something. And
boom.
You fucking makes your face green.
Hey, but it's $5.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm just saying I could forgive all the Jared stuff at $5. The price point at $8, hey bro, he got to get the death penalty. Hey.
I don't think anybody's blinging your line asking you to forgive the Jared.
Hey, I think you know what I mean. For $5, we were like, hey,
the
my
kids
man,
need to forgive. If the kids were like, listen, this changed the trajectory of my life.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, no, their lives were definitely affected for sure.
Yeah. But it was $5, so you were like,
you put that fucking.
I think he was doing that way before the $5 thing.
I heard
back
that,
when it was what, $4.50 for the cold cut combo.
No, I think it was more back then. Yeah,
it was more.
I think yeah. I think when he started, you know, when he did all that shit to them kids, they were like, "Fuck, this is really bad publicity. We need to put the $5 on these sandwiches to kind of get the people back in the door."
The $5 footlong campaign dropped right after Jared got sentenced.
Yeah. I think so. I don't.
Yeah, people stop going to the fucking.
You know, I don't want to.
Nobody's even here. We got to make the prices higher so that we can make up our losses.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what they try to do.
Mm-hmm. Either way, it's $8, so we got to try them again. Fuck Double Jeopardy.
I also feel like back in the day, during the height of $5 footlong, I'd never heard of Jimmy John's. I'd never heard of...
Absolutely.
Really?
I didn't hear about Jimmy John's until like 2015, 2014.
I didn't know Jimmy John's. I didn't know Quiznos had just shut down forever. There wasn't a fucking firehouse. I didn't have any of that shit.
We had Blimpies?
We had Subway. Yeah, we had Blimpies. True.
Hmm.
See, that was... What was the big gorilla one?
Fucking... Jersey something?
Jersey subs?
Jersey Mike's?
Jersey Mike's?
No, Larry subs.
Larry subs.
Larry's.
So was Larry the gorilla?
Whoa, Chris.
Hey.
They didn't say that.
I'm sorry, ATDPS.
Sorry for asking a question.
Yeah. No more footlongs for Chris.
Jersey Larry. Larry was the doctor.
Right?
Larry the doctor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The gorilla was
the gorilla
Larry's
was Larry's
gorilla.
Monster.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is beautiful.
I did not call him a monster. That was different. I don't know.
Oh, wait. Yeah. I don't want them to revoke my sandwich rights. All I'm saying is, yeah, I didn't hear about any of those. And it's too high. The sandwich is too damn high. We gotta scale that thing back.
They make them smaller, bro. They've started counting how many pickles they put on it and shit.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
That's terrible.
Awful. Mm-hmm.
Coming all the way down from corporate, they give you two slices of cheese on a foot long. But
that's
the slices
crazy.
Are smaller. It's a fucking eighth of an inch slice.
How
trying to
y'all?
Feed my family.
Yeah.
I'm trying to feed my family with this foot long. I need to ration this shit
right?
out. My family is fucking Jerry from Tom and Jerry. Remember how he took a little slice of a sandwich?
My family is Scooby-Doo. I need to take a giant stack of bread and a giant stack of meat and shuffle it up.
Imagine that.
Fucking
having to split the foot long like with the whole family, and you just get like a bad cut every time.
Father, the end piece again. Please, I like honey mustard, Father.
You haven't had cheese in 3 months because you keep being too slow to the line.
Yeah, but you're getting fatter. You know that goddamn bread.
I'm telling you.
Can't even see your ribs no more.
Mm-hmm.
Shut your fat ass up.
Yeah, bro. We probably need to get you some bigger pants.
Get them old Jared pants. I feel like somebody has a joke about that, about how many kids could have fit in Jared's pants.
Ooh, wee.
Oh, damn. Do you think Subway still has those pants somewhere?
Gotta be no, right?
No. Nah, I mean, it probably got taken by police, maybe.
evidence. Yes.
They look in the pockets. There's like golden lockets with pictures of kids.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I forgot. I don't know if we talked about it, but I remember there was like some like documentary or something about like just about how like Jared was like always just a creep, like. About how, like, he, when he started doing the sub, like, first, originally, he started walking the subway every day.
Yeah, no, this was like a, yeah, Wardell has a joke about this.
Yeah, like, he walked the subway every day just because there was a lady that he was, like, stalking.
Yeah, there was, like,
oh, wow.
So, he walked the subway every day because there was a hot 15-year-old who worked at the subway. And then she transferred to a subway across town, so he started walking to that subway, and that's when he lost all the weight.
That's actually horrifying.
Crazy.
Pretty scary.
The whole time he was becoming a household name.
Yeah. And then
losing weight.
But then when he lost all the weight and got the deal, he started doing the whole, like, what was it, Jared's Kids or some shit like that, where he was like show up to schools being like trying to promote weight loss and shit.
Oh, no.
So he was just on this whole tour.
No.
Just hopping from elementary school to elementary school.
That's,
yeah.
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
But hey, bro, you know.
They got him.
You think anybody lost weight? You think any of your kids got healthy?
Shit, they lost something.
What if, you know,
lost something that day.
What if his story inspired others to lose weight? You know, then was it all bad?
Shit, man.
I mean, I don't know.
I'll be honest.
Did he do anything crazy? I know he got arrested, but it was for like he just had the porn, right? He didn't like touch a kid.
No,
don't get me wrong. It's all bad.
All bad.
Listen, I think
I will pay $8. You'll convince me.
I'll say this on record. If you got it on your computer, that's good enough for me. Throw it away.
Sure.
Yeah. I think it's
bad. Can you cut this?
I mean, yeah, you're definitely. You guys, the stuff that won't make it to the podcast will be in the live show. We'll be taking a poll. Do you think Jared did it? Wasn't as bad? Is the thought as bad as the action? We'll be finding out.
I don't know. I feel bad for him sometimes.
Who, the kids or Jared?
Both, but the pedophiles, I feel bad for them. There's nothing they can do. Clearly something fucking terrible happened to Jared's life to make him, you know, lose all that weight.
Yeah, fucking that girl moved stores. That's
something terrible is like happened to make him a pedophile. I mean, he probably got,
you know, I mean, he got all rich and famous.
Okay, now you're talking crazy.
Hey, am I? I'm not,
you're saying some QAnon
shit.
I'm not saying anything like that, bro.
All I'm saying
you're saying that all rich and famous people are pedophiles.
I'm not saying all of them.
Proven scientifically.
Yes, I was going to say it is 100% fact. That is not what I'm saying now. I'm just saying Jared got rich.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guess where he at now?
Probably not in prison.
Oh, wait. Did he get out?
Private hotel or something.
Yeah, he got out because of COVID.
That's crazy. If they let my man back out on the street because of COVID.
Man.
No, man. I hope he better be in jail.
No, man. Yeah,
I hope he got out and it was like a rainy day and he was at a crossroads. Stuck between a subway and like an elementary school, and he had to make a choice. Does he go back to the thing that made him rich, or does he go back to what he loves? That sounds like an indie short film.
Yeah, it sounds like
it's in black and white.
Isn't that the end of Forrest Gump?
Oh, damn, that's great. It's like that red and blue button. He's...
Oh, my God.
Nah, but I'll say for the record, man, he shouldn't have did that to them.
I was going to say, yeah. Yeah, we're playing around, but on the record, hey, bro, my man's a sicko, and I'm willing to pay $10 now.
I was telling you about that.
Why are you going up in price?
I'm just saying...
Money's not going to the kids.
To be on the right side of history, I will pay $11 a foot long for the 8-inch.
Nah, I'm good, man. I'll just gain the weight.
Hey. Somebody does not make you lose weight.
They also prove that. Bread. Yeah, yeah. No, but thirsting after 15-year-olds, pounds come right off.
Yeah.
I hope that's not true.
That's horrifying. Other fat pedos?
Oh, okay. Well.
Well.
I don't know, again, man.
Let's you know, let you.
They're a bunch of rich Hollywood producers, okay, right?
Okay, well.
You know, my man Harvey Weinstein. Big as hell. I guess he wasn't.
He wasn't kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Should I hope he in jail too?
No, he's still in there, I believe. Who? You mentioned someone that got out because of
6ix9ine?
Cosby
got out because of COVID.
Nah, Jared's still in jail. Hey.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah, no. Okay.
You think people are writing him letters? Like to Jared in jail? You think like, man, thank you for all you've done, besides the other shit.
Your
journey made me want to lose some weight.
Besides those incidents.
Yeah, besides all them kids, man, you know, I've been fucking with the movement.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
You think he's writing letters? You know, send it out, kid, every day. A couple to the pants, a couple to the kids, right?
From your dear friend Santa. What the fuck? You're pretending to be Santa, Jared? Jesus Christ, how low we
No, no.
I'm giving these kids hope. No, come on.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, but he shouldn't have done that to the kids.
Yeah. Actively making the effort to click download.
Mm-hmm.
It was a crime that you should go to jail for.
Bro, it was so bad, Subway never got another mascot. That's so crazy.
Yeah, that's
they was like, hey, we done.
Yeah,
hey,
bro, so we can't trust nobody
all
with
we
this
need
brand.
Is football players. That is it.
Yeah.
So now, you know,
and
it's
Adam Sandler and Happy Gilmore.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about a hole in one. Yeah.
Peyton Manning's throwing the subs in the people's mouths. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that. The NFL does not fuck around with fucking pedophilia, any of that stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
the NFL will let you get away with a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
No. I don't know, man. I feel like they predatorily like watch good high school football players, you know.
Yeah, but they're not touching them. They're just
over how much money they can make off of them. It's also just not good.
I mean, they're just exploiting them. They're not like, you know, ruining their lives.
Some of them
with
die.
Sexual trauma. They're not ruining their lives with sexual trauma.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They ruin their lives by, you know,
with the blunt force trauma.
Brain damage. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, CTE. Yeah.
Sure.
Which I thought for a long time, I just thought CTE was like a battery. I thought it was like the new battery. But it turns out this is what happens when your head gets battered.
It's a Corolla, Toyota.
Yeah.
A launch.
Oh, you got a new car?
Yeah.
No.
Got that CTE. You hop in it, don't even remember where you're going.
You hop in, you don't know how you got there, but you got there.
Is this my car?
Football. No, I'm driving right now. Thank God an older man didn't look at me do porn.
Absolutely. You think if someone looked through your computer right now?
First of all, nobody's doing that.
Okay. Yes. Yes. That is not happening. This is a hypothetical.
So how about this? How
Chris
about we don't even put that out
laptop?
There.
Chris pulled
I'll
out
break
a
my laptop right now.
Chris is currently holding a decoy laptop to try and trick us from the real one.
It's one of those fucking leapfrog fucking pads.
No, this is the one I use. Yeah.
Not the leapfrog.
If someone went to your computer, you're fine?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'd be pictures.
I'm asking you like you would have. No, I was like, I meant pornography in general.
Oh, well, see, that's the thing.
Do you keep a lot of hard data? You downloaded pornography to sometimes your...
the power goes out. That is true.
Mm-hmm. You can just not jerk off when the power is... what?
Okay, you do that.
What?
You do that.
Oh, my God.
Bro. Sure, Jam.
Just snuggling up with a cup of tea.
What? Yeah, the power goes out. Idiot. Power goes out. I'm going to bed, bro.
Hey, what's happening when you wake up? You still going to be horny?
Mm-hmm. I go back to bed.
What if it's a snowstorm? You're just using some of your only remaining battery power on combing through the catalogs of porn you have saved to your hard drive. Nah. Yeah, I don't know who downloads porn regardless.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
it's a crazy thing to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you think it will later be confiscated by the government.
Yes.
That's off. The thing, yes. Right? Because like all like legal porn is pretty accessible.
Sure.
You know. So it's just like, there's not really much you need to like really keep. But it's like, you know, if you got some of that, you know, miscellaneous shit.
Do we? Yeah.
You know, some of that, you know, not a fan.
Mm-mm.
And again, because if we did not state it hard enough, he shouldn't have done that to them kids.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't have looked it out.
I think we're all clear on our stand on this.
Yeah. Issue.
All right, well, me and Derek have both said it.
Yeah, you haven't said he shouldn't have done that to him.
I definitely have.
You did not.
Sure you did.
You can just
run the tape back. Can you run the tape back? Stop recording right now and run it back.
Right.
I said he shouldn't have done that.
wait, hold up. Wait,
he should have done that to them kids.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I had to step in and say that for Evan. He was unable to get the word. He was like, couldn't physically do it.
Well, that's through his voice and did a color imitation of me.
Amazing impressionist is, you know. Damn, we need to get into some park stuff. It's finally fucking warm enough to go out.
Yeah.
Frisbee.
You've been dying all day.
Yeah. Allergy issues. But that's because I'm not getting enough summertime fun.
Got to get that vitamin D in you. That vitamin Derek from the sun.
The sun gives everybody vitamin Derek.
Makes everybody be like, hey, hi, hello.
Hey, come on now.
I'm going to give you some Derek sunrays.
Put on sunscreen, you're going to get melanoma.
So are y'all like skin cancer type of people? Yeah, man, I'm down.
Yeah, bro, we went to the beach. That was great.
We went to Jacksonville. We had the shows out there. Yeah. That was a good time, man, going to the beach, man.
Yeah, it was.
A lot of old people just because
I hate the outside, mm-hmm. but I like that type of environment.
The beach, I feel like, is different than a park. The beach, there's no trees or flowers fucking your nose or nothing.
I mean, that's fine. I just don't want to be, like... The park is fine. The beach is fine. I don't want to be in like the woods.
The park is
that like looks horrifying.
Woods light.
That looks like somebody with a bow and arrow would be trying to settle a score. So
I think they might be. Somebody's like in the woods doing some mischief stuff. Our neighbor.
Oh wait, we saw that just like that movie we saw with the stairs.
Sonic 2,
True Detective.
Oh,
We did see Sonic 2.
We did see Sonic 2.
Fantastic movie. If you haven't seen it, go catch up on Sonic 1. Then go watch Sonic 2.
What is this? Why does the blue hamster go so fast? Please tell me.
Chris was doing that the whole movie.
The entire movie.
Arguably the best part of the movie.
That was Jim Carrey's performance.
Absolutely knocked it out of the park. Again. But
Idris Elba, of course.
Shout out Idris Elba.
Very good bad guy.
You know what I mean? Fan of the pod.
When he's not there. Yeah. Idris Elba, friend of the podcast.
Yeah.
He was there at the live recording.
Yeah. Y'all can see him. He had on all the makeup, you know?
Mm-hmm. He had the knuckles makeup.
He's shaking, not stirred.
Absolutely. He had on white gloves with spikes on them, a full red outfit.
Do I look like I need your podcast?
Mm-hmm. But now, what y'all neighbors up to, bro? Do we have to like salt the place?
Our neighbor, I guess, told one of my roommates that somebody left a dead cat on their porch.
On their porch?
On their porch.
Not y'all's porch.
Not our porch.
And was it the cool neighbors?
No, it was these people over here who were constantly doing construction. So I think maybe it was like a sign, like, hey, you know, don't gentrify us or something, maybe.
Don't build on this burial ground. Yeah?
Yeah.
Damn.
But, yeah, somebody slit a cat's throat, I guess, and threw it on their porch.
And we don't know if it's just, you know, just another cat that just had beef.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That, my first thought was like a bird, but I guess they also drained the blood out, like they were about to stuff it or something.
Like Dexter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like Dexter.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing in that lab, but they got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Damn, that's crazy.
So, okay, crazy. I thought it was the Unsettled. Cool neighbors. Are you sure they didn't do it?
Not at all. Okay. I don't know them.
Oh.
They very much could have done it. And like, then, wow, isn't this crazy? Cat's been missing for a week now.
Yeah.
Shows up on my porch, fresh out of blood. Isn't that something? If they said it like that, maybe it is. I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, I don't know what happened. But,
I mean, y'all got to figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm not a fucking
This seems like the start of a Netflix series. Yeah,
I'm not
together.
Fucking Nancy Drew.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm not gonna go around with a fucking magnifying glass.
Magnifying glass. Big Burberry cap, right? Pipe. Y'all can solve this.
I think so, yeah. Pipe, yeah, and a trench coat, yeah.
Fucking opium addiction, bro. Hey, mm-hmm. Y'all boys
start
could have this solved in two afternoons. The first afternoon is, you know, for being high on opium.
The first scene of the montage of me solving the case is like, I gotta get to the bottom of this. It's just sticking a fucking needle. Oh man, where's that cat killer? I pass out on the stairs.
You pass out on their porch on top of the cat.
Yeah. The killer tiptoes by. He's got on a shirt that says, I hate cats. A bloody knife in his hand.
Yeah. Trips over your body. He's like, oh, okay, didn't wake him. No, that
sticks the needle back into my arm. Looks like you didn't finish your surgery.
Yeah, fella. Gotta finish the whole opium. No, but y'all really do need to solve that. Because I'm glad that it was not y'all's porch, because if it was, y'all would have been like,
I feel like we would have called the police.
So
I mean, y'all, I would have to do something.
I didn't really pay attention. Do they have like a walk up porch, or is it just like on the like level with the driveway?
It's like a walk up porch, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, so somebody purposely laid it there.
Somebody had to sneak up there, bro.
Wow, that's crazy.
Or,
how many people live here?
The cat was dead for several days. A bird got it, cut its throat, and the blood had just drained out naturally. Probably not.
Tomorrow's shaking no.
Yes.
So
she's saying probably not the case. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. If that would have happened to our porch, where we would have been going door to door, everybody in the neighborhood starting up that Bible study. Hey, we not. No, mm-hmm. not this neighborhood is officially a damn you know.
I don't want to invite a potential cat killer to Bible study.
You could change their life.
You could.
You give them the Lord and they won't kill again. Think about that.
No, he's going to poison the Bibles, bro. pages are going to be covered in arsenic or whatever.
Yeesh.
Well, hey.
Well, good thing it's your neighbors.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. I feel like they need to look inside their own personal history.
Yeah, maybe they
wronged lately.
Owe somebody some money for construction or something.
They are loud, so they're kind of annoying.
Was that their cat?
No.
Random cat.
There's also like now there's a poster that says missing cat that's hung up. Where was it hung up?
It was
near the Beltline. Oh, near the Beltline? Maybe it was a different cat.
But it was a red cat, and I sent a photo, and our other roommate said that the cat was red.
Oh, Jesus.
It could have been a different cat, though. 10 minutes away, how did they get so far?
Cats walk.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when they're about to be murdered.
It was a missing cat.
Yeah.
Shit. Could have been another
same
murder
color.
Cat.
We saw a poster of a missing cat that matched the description of the dead cat. So, could have been that one.
I mean, hey, man. I think it's up to you, Evan. You got to crack the case.
I'm telling you. Before time runs out.
I'm an opium dealer.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm even going to get started.
Pipe and tobacco. Everything's closed.
Yeah. I can get pipe and tobacco. You know, funny little gas station.
Mm-hmm.
no problem there, but
just fucked up on opium. It's elementary.
I just go on Amazon and search like junior detective starter kit. Yeah. It's all in a box. Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, who's going to be Watson? You know, in the TV show, there was a, she was Asian. It was an Asian woman.
The best version, I say.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that TV show. It was really good.
Yeah.
What is this?
I think it's called Holmes.
It's called Elementary.
It's called Elementary. Oh, yeah. You're right.
Mm. So you're out here watching some shit called Elementary?
Shit. To get into the role.
Chris, it was a show about Sherlock Holmes in the 21st
century. So y'all watching elementary television shows, huh? Yikes. Okay. All right. Didn't know.
Chris, why are you trying to throw us off the trail?
Chris.
I'm just
It's certain. The little saying that Watson says.
He never says
That Sherlock says.
He never says it.
Elementary.
No.
Wait.
My dear Watson.
He doesn't say that. He says, Luke, I am your father.
Do we?
That's his line.
That's right.
Oh, man, this is one of those things where you're like, where Morpheus never said, what if I told you?
Yeah, man.
He never said, fucking beam me up. Yeah.
He never said, beam me up?
Did not say it at all.
Everything's so wrong.
Dude. Yeah.
It's, you know, none of it's real. It's all a simulation.
Did Jeff Goldblum even say, life finds a way?
No.
That's from Jurassic Park.
No, he's it's like a longer quote.
Yeah.
Did Yugi ever even say it's time to
Kevin, I got some bad news. Oh,
no. He never once says it's time to duel.
Yeah. Did he ever say you activated my trap card?
He actually doesn't say it's time to do.
Hell yeah.
No way, dude.
Hey, no way.
Yeah, man, we went to Buc-ee's.
Man, fantastic.
Hey, really every gas station, and I know like it was hyped, but every gas station that is not Buc-ee's, I'm sorry. They got y'all boys beat by a mile.
Y'all going out of business.
Yeah. Bro, they're roasting their own nuts in there. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, they got delicious pecan swirls.
They always smell so good.
It's like got they the got staff a jerky of case. A Chick-fil-A, bro. They got a whole city working back there.
Mm-hmm. And it turned, I mean, based on all the shit, the little hiring signs they got, they seem like they're getting paid well.
Good. Everybody's happy.
Yeah.
They got it figured out, man.
Yeah, man. I'm wearing a Buc-ee's shirt right now.
Yeah, they got apparel. Oh,
yeah, so it reminded me.
They got seasonal apparel. Is it so fly?
I had to cop me the Easter shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little Chris, Easter Buc-ee's
shirt. Yeah, I got this ham and turkey club sandwich.
It's very good.
Sweet roll. It was fucking delicious, dude.
Ooh, wee.
Yeah, I got the sliced brisket sandwich, man.
I got the chopped brisket. Shit was.
Yeah, the brisket's amazing.
Slice versus chop. Y'all should duke it out.
Hey, man. You ask me, man, it's all love.
Here I'm telling you, at Buc-ee's, bro.
And in the Buc-ee's, man, it's all about peace,
love
and Buc-ee's.
Wow.
And
Buc-ee's. A week ago, y'all would have fist fought right here.
Dude, yeah, a week ago, I would have poisoned Derek.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But now look at this.
We slit his throat and put him on the neck.
But no, and then no. You would have had to solve the crime. Yeah. Chris is like your Moriarty.
Oh, here we go again. Yeah.
I never got the hate against Buc-ee's, man. I
think it's like how
it's just because it's like popular.
It's like
or
how people hate Rick and Morty.
Yeah,
it's like just because it's like objectively good, and everybody likes it. So people are like, "I'm so freaking cool. I don't even freaking like being good casting."
Yeah, stop. Cut it out.
I'm so freaking sick, dude. I don't even care about their yeah.
You're so cool.
Happy employees
eating at the fucking end market. Go ahead.
Dude. I shop at freaking Chevron.
Yeah.
People fucking blow
I get my hot dogs from the Chevron. Yeah. They don't even have hot dog rollers there.
Yeah.
It's lukewarm.
Yeah, the guy brought these in. Yeah, you can't even get them every day. Yeah. Meanwhile, Bucky's has fucking every. I got this
everything.
Peach bro, cream cheese muffin. Oh my god!
I don't even smoke cigarettes, but I admire
the Bucky's cigarettes. Probably taste delicious.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Tastes
bro.
Like yeah. It tastes like beavers.
Huh?
The cigarettes beaver? At Bucky's. The cigarettes, Bucky's taste like beavers.
Have a specific taste.
Yeah.
That you can replicate into a delicious smokable.
Listen, we can end the podcast right now. We drive up to a Bucky's. I show you.
Hey,
let's go. Hey, don't tempt me with a good plum.
They had their own jerky case, bro. Mm-hmm. Hey, Bucky's
had their really, own little trail mix.
Really on y'all boys' heads. Y'all need to step it up.
If anybody listening Parker's, to this works at Bucky's,
was fun. Nowhere close.
We
to
will
Bucky's.
Happily yeah, take dude, the Bucky's munch.
Absolutely.
Quick Trip, but Quick Trip has like 3 food options.
I'm telling you,
Bucky's. It's overwhelming. How much food they
yeah.
have.
You can get the food they prepare, or you can just go order food from a fucking yeah. kiosk.
You can order whatever Yeesh. You want. You can ask for something custom.
Yeah.
Give they me don't a pizza. Care, brother. They're there to make you happy.
Yeah.
Breakfast pizza, pour a little Bucky's gasoline on it.
It's wow. pretty. It's pretty.
I had a burrito with hot dogs inside of it.
Ooh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. That Frito pie was so good. Oh, man. I just remembered I ate that. Yeah, man. It's kind of upsetting because, you know, we had, you know, fun time. You know, the Wormhole show was really packed out.
Yeah.
Very fun. Jacksonville was a good time. You know, we went and sung some karaoke at Rain Dogs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hung out at this nice, fancy little beach house on the beach of St. Augustine. All that was fantastic. But that,
shout out to having her parents for the beach condo.
For sure. Shout out. Happy birthday, Greg and Melanie.
Happy birthday, Greg and Melanie.
The same hospital. Hey, man. Bucky's kind of like took the trip, man.
Yeah, for sure.
I had a great time, but I feel like Bucky's really like the drive home.
You know, sold out dates. You know, condo, the beach, everything. Nature is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's healing. Derek was saying, you know, we got plenty of vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was good.
Yeah,
but this was top 5 sandwiches I've ever had.
Yeah, Bucky's. Yeah. Ooh-wee.
I mean, it was genuinely very spicy and sweet, but yeah. in an overwhelming way.
Mm-hmm. There were so many people in there. And it was Easter.
It was too many folks in there.
It was in Warner Robins, which I guess is kind of like the one thing you can do in town because, the parking lot was a fucking...
That man almost fucking T-boned you.
Oh, my God. Hey. Yeah, I almost died leaving. I almost died getting there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right. You
that's right. right. That's right.
Bro. Like, bro. Listeners.
You guys know when your gaslight comes on?
Let me tell you the story.
Yeah.
So, I'm passing by an exit, right? We're leaving North Florida, rural North Florida. And I got my gas tank says 20 miles to E, right? I'm passing an exit. There's an exit every 3 or 4 miles. So I'm like, no sweat. I'll go to the next one or maybe even the one after that.
Right.
Because I got 20 miles and I want to wait a little bit longer because I don't have to pee right now, but I want to wait. So when I get gas, I also have to pee.
Right.
And I guess it was just the last exit in the world. Because, you know, it's a monsoon happening. And also, Derek told me not to stop at that exit. Derek was like, you got it to the next one. Don't even worry
about
it.
What I specifically was like,
sweat it.
I was like, Derek, bro, we need to get...
Story.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I was like, bro, we...
Skip this one, bro. You don't even need this.
Oh, my God. Derek y'all made me feel like such a nerd for asking about gas. And I was like, bro, that's what
Derek
we get, dog.
Was like, you gotta skip
Oh,
this
my
one.
God,
I heard
bro.
This fucking exit sucks. You know, so I'm like, yeah, you bet.
Who do you know in Florida told you about this exit?
Oh, bro. So then, you know, 20 miles later... I'm on 1 mile.
Oh.
There's not an exit to be found.
No, like, yeah, no.
Do I flip around? Do I Yui across the median right now to go to that last exit? Because I'm not sure there is one anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe there's none.
I don't think, yeah.
We ran out of gas, like Florida. The gas stops.
Yeah.
Not only were we about to run out of gas, my tank's on E. My tank's past E. My tank just is screaming refuel. But there's also, we have no cell phone service.
Oh, yeah. It's,
you know, storming heavily.
Right.
So I was, and I'd just been told by multiple people that, you know, Jacksonville is like the murder capital of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, second to now St.
Second
Louis.
Second to now St. Louis, yes. Second highest murder rate. So in my head, I'm like, oh, we're all dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
100% gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then we died.
And then
and,
and,
and that was the podcast.
But yeah, somehow out of nowhere, as I'm surely a few seconds away from running out of gas, there was an exit.
Mm-hmm.
And I got gas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's upstairs.
Hey, that's the man upstairs for real, bro.
That's God, baby.
They only had enough oil for one day, but they gassed the tank up for a full week.
Exactly, bro.
Yeah. That was crazy because, we were definitely about to be stuck on the side of the road.
In Florida.
And then we're going to have one of those damn Let's Go Brandon covered cars pull up next to us.
He's like, oh, yeah, I'll take you boys where you need to go. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, leave your cell phones in the car. You don't want them to run out of juice.
And then I get to the gas station, and it's like they knew they were the only gas station around for 50 miles because gas was fucking $4.50 or some shit. Everywhere else, it was $3.10. I'm like, oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
You guys are fucking monsters.
Yeah.
And then I decided to just keep running on E, and we just don't know.
Yeah.
I got some gas.
That's crazy.
But I didn't want to.
But we made it.
But we made it.
We made it to the Buc-ee's, man.
We did.
God damn.
And it was worth it.
We made it to a Love's before that, and y'all didn't go in. I went in, let me just say. Love's, I thought, at one point, was maybe my favorite gas station, truck stop, big souvenir shop. Love's is shit.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Love's is dog shit compared to Buc-ee's.
Oh, yeah.
Love's couldn't fucking lick the bottom of Buc-ee's. The other Buc-ee's we went to up north, up in Calhoun or whatever, is across the street from the Love's. That Love's is a fucking desert island.
Oh, yeah. It was a ghost town.
Nobody picks that piece of shit.
Literally in the front of the Love's, it just said, Buc-ee's is across the street. Yeah.
Yeah, you go to Love's and they're just selling Buc-ee's t-shirts.
Hey, man, we got to make some money.
That'd be funny. They're not selling the Buc-ee's t-shirt. They're just selling like the beavers from the Angry Beavers. They're selling those t-shirts up front. Yeah, man. Fucking gas stations. I love them.
Yeah.
But most
importantly, it's good how they're always there.
Mm-hmm. A good convenience store. Yeah. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking
and they got everything you need to live. You know, they got soda pop.
Yep.
Jewel pot.
Right.
Tampon.
Yep.
Little cans of Chef Boyardee that are $4.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's all you really need to live.
That's all you need.
Twin size mattress.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
In case you need to take it on the road.
Butterfly knives.
Yeah.
the gum with the zebra on it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Opium in case you're solving a case.
Bootleg dick pills.
Oh, yeah. They got
dick pills that do not work.
They do not work, and they're shaped like Buc-ee.
Yeah. They make your heart beat real fast.
Yeah, they make your heart beat real fast and your ass wet.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, I think I got the reverse.
Yeah.
Dick pill, man. Yeah, man. Fun time. Shout out Will Blaylock, shout out Wormhole.
Yeah,
good time.
A lady great after shows. The Jacksonville show handed me a $20 bill.
Nice.
She told me good job, or she told me thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And then she handed me $20. So if you're listening to the podcast, which you're not because you're really old, and we're definitely blackout drunk and don't remember that night. But if you are,
yeah,
I love you.
Hey, yeah. Glad you enjoyed the set.
Thanks for the $20. Damn, that never happened. That doesn't happen enough.
Yeah,
people should tip their comedians.
Absolutely,
we get paid way less than $2.15 an hour.
Absolutely.
I remember I did an open mic set at fucking Chuck's Bar years ago. This is a regular. It was Tuesday. Had fun. Got off stage. This guy was like, "Hey, man, you gave me $20." He was like, "I really liked your set."
Oh,
I was like, "Thanks, man."
Adorable.
He's like, "Hey, man. Also, you know, are you staying at the Holiday Inn in town?" I was like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "You know, me and my wife are in town. We're looking to meet somebody." And I was like, "Well, I think I'm going to just go hang out with my friends at the rail." He's like, okay.
Yeah.
Is this part of it? Did that really happen?
No, I mean.
He didn't come hang out.
He actually gave me $10.
It's damn near enough for a full on show.
I'm telling you. No chips.
Mouth can be dry as a mother.
I'm telling you.
The water cup. Yeah. Fill it with soda water. Yeah. Can you put soda water in a water cup? Is that okay?
Yeah.
I mean, I do it. And you know what, man? I ask God for forgiveness, and you know I put it in her hands.
Very progressive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. God is a black woman.
Whoops.
Wimskin.
That's good, man. Yeah, I remember one time I was at the Punchline and for the Sunday Night Comedy Festival, RIP. Mm-hmm. They still do it? I don't even know.
I don't think so.
But yeah, it's like a comedy competition. And this fucking drunk guy in the front row who was the most jacked person I've ever seen. He looked like the fucking Rock or something. Mm-hmm. He, after the show, he was like, can I say something? He was there with like some girls and another huge jacked guy. And the host was like, I guess, because he'd like asked before. Mm-hmm. And it was the end of the show. They'd pick the winner. It was our friend Keegan. But the guy was like, right now, the top three funniest contestants, they can each do 3 minutes for me, and I'll pick the winner, and I'll give them $300. And
oh, he pulled
out a roll of like a little roll of money.
Oh, hell, he was on cocaine.
Yeah, 100%. He really wanted to spend that money. Or he was trying to impress his friends. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But then they did it. And
who did he pick?
Keegan.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
Keegan. Who was it? Who was it between Keegan?
I don't remember. It was like Keegan and I think maybe that deaf guy that did math. Remember the deaf guy that did math?
No, that sounds like an interesting character though.
Very, very Punchline specific. He like only did the Punchline, but he wasn't a comedian, but he would go to the open mics and he would just do math. He was blind and he'd be like,
somebody. Oh, blind. I thought he was deaf. Sorry. I thought I heard you say deaf.
Oh, sorry. Blind. Yeah. He's blind and he'd be like, somebody give me two numbers. And then he'd multiply them. Sometimes he'd get it wrong. It's pretty funny. Pretty funny for your whole thing to be like,
I'm blind. What are you going to do?
He was there that night, but I don't think it was him. I don't remember two other people.
But Keegan won. So that's all that matters. So,
yeah. Shout out Keegan.
Yeah,
shout
out Keegan. I was trying to get a bucket. I wasn't on. But, yeah, just handed him a big roll full of money.
I love that.
And that was the most money I've ever seen anybody get from doing comedy.
Nice. Beautiful. So, listeners, do a lot of, you know, just do a lot of blow and show up to a comedy show and give somebody $300.
Give away the money.
Just do that.
You need it. You live in Buckhead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you got it, it'll help other people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tip us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tip your favorite podcasters.
Absolutely.
It costs us money to do this.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, man.
It's costing y'all money to do it. Y'all are paying our taxes.
Yeah, man. I'm tired of my kids having to watch me get a footlong every night, man. They deserve their own.
Yeah. They just watch you eat the whole thing.
I'm sorry. It hurts me more than you. Oh, man. Chipotle Southwest.
Damn.
It's my favorite song. I like how they toast it and they leave it in a little much, make it crusty.
Crusty.
That is very down. Like down bad. Yeah. You had to split the foot long, you and all your brothers?
Yeah.
Yeesh. That's like a NBA Youngboy lyric.
How's NBA Youngboy doing?
He had two albums go number one like a month ago, 2 months ago.
Really?
Yeah. People don't talk about it enough and it's crazy. I don't listen to the music.
How'd it go number one if nobody knows about it?
He's very popular on the internet.
Very, very popular. They keep like taking it down from Apple and Spotify and messing with the stream numbers, but it's just always number one because they count YouTube streams, and he puts the music on other platforms, but he's like a giant, giant YouTube guy.
Yeah, he's like one of those dudes that always has like a music video for like literally every song.
Literally every song.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, that is the way to do it. There's another guy. Oh, God, what was his name? They're just a bunch of people who just literally make a video for every song, and it's smart. Because, again, two number ones.
There you go.
Ain't been a young boy.
When he dropped Gucci Mane in 2006, that song, that was because
he made Gucci Mane?
No, he made Gucci Mane in 2006. He got a number one from that.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he also, was dating and then knocked up Floyd Mayweather's daughter.
Oh, yeah.
That's like his fifth baby mom.
That's, he also has herpes. That's cool. That's love. That's beautiful. Around.
But she was beefing with his third baby mom.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like hanging out with her at her house, and she showed up and stabbed that girl a bunch with a knife, and that girl went in the ICU and stuff.
Who? Floyd Mayweather's daughter?
Floyd Mayweather's daughter stabbed up a lady.
Oh, that makes sense. That's what happens when your father can't read.
Yeah, you know what I mean? yeah. So the lady got all stabbed up, ICU, unconscious for a few days, like all types of crazy stuff. Didn't die, has been recovering.
Mm-hmm.
And just recently, Floyd Mayweather's daughter got 3 years probation. So that'll show her.
Well, he is a billionaire.
Yes. There was no way she was going to jail.
Yeah.
What is it? Layla? Lala Mayweather?
It was self-defense. She was laying there in the fetal position.
yeah.
That's insane.
She wasn't defending herself enough?
3 years probation for stabbing up a baby mother.
So was it at one point young boy never broke again?
Is that the same? That's what NBA stands for.
Never broke again young boy.
But sometimes it's NBA young boy.
Yeah, never broke again young boy.
But sometimes it's young boy. I feel like it used to be young boy never broke again.
Sometimes he flips it around. It might have been. But
that's the thing. You can always switch up your name. Remember when no name?
His pronouns correct.
Yeah. I want to make sure I'm not.
I mean, people just be changing their names all the time.
I think he is interchangeable because there are a bunch of NBA.
Right. That's what I was thinking too.
That's like a
group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's NLE stand for?
Never late ever.
Yeah.
He's very punctual.
The chopper is always on time.
Yeah. That's a fact. That is a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get them confused sometimes just because they came out around the same time and they both have letters in front of them.
He's NLE Chopper is an insane man, or not insane. He's just a kid, but he's doing all this like wellness and health stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's making his own like supplements and powders and stuff. Like he recently just made a BBL cream that you're supposed to rub on your butt for BBL. And it's all organic, all natural NLE BBL cream.
What? That's silly. Now, real quick, what is the name of that? Because that sounds so silly and absurd. But what is the name? And do you have a promo code?
Yeah, if someone wanted to purchase some.
But, you know, you do it for you.
Dude, I'm trying to get caked up.
Yeah.
I think I've been pretty exclusively pants my entire life.
Yeah. You know?
So I've been kind of verging out in shorts. And I think I think this is going to be the summer of shorts for your boy. Wow. I might get some nice pair of shorts, let the legs show.
I like shorts. You know, it sucks that there's that old weird rule about not wearing them in comedy.
Oh, that's hilarious.
What?
What?
Because of the success of his BBL herbal blend, NLE Choppa said that he's currently researching things to reverse autism, dwarfism, and Down syndrome.
Let's go. I saw that. Yeah, we want to have people with autism with fat asses.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That's what the world needs. Autism with big old
Just because
butts.
You have autism doesn't mean you have to be late ever again.
Never late again.
He tweeted, a lot of people ask him for herbs for their height. I'm going to look into that. Bro, this is great.
What does that mean?
Hey, he's about to, you know what I mean?
He's about to revolutionize the world as we know it. And that's awesome.
This is awesome. Rappers have gone too far.
Dude, rap's the new rock, bro. And they got money like the Beatles.
But they were all doing NFTs for a second, too.
Yeah, Wiz Khalifa got an NFT, I remember.
Yeah, I remember.
That's so sick. What if it did? Fucking NLE Choppa really does it.
He cures dwarfism.
Right? With an herbal blend he like researched together.
I mean, stranger things have happened.
He's got the research starter kit.
Right. Right.
He's got a beaker.
He got the lab coat.
Yeah,
lab coat. That'd be crazy. Dude, that'd be nuts. Imagine just knowing somebody who's been like, you know, say they're like, you know, someone who's been like 5'6", 5'7", right? And then one day you see them, they're looking you in the eye, Derek.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You're a dwarf and you put the BBL cream all over yourself. Yeah. It makes butts grow.
Yeah. Dude, that would be fucked up, though. I'm kind of worried because they do some of the trial runs. Like, they rub the cream on them, thinking they get taller, but they just get, like, whiter.
Oh. I mixed it wrong.
You're supposed to move it upward.
I didn't use enough of the correct herb.
Too much cumin in it.
Herbs for height. Don't worry, I'm looking into it. Like, hey, bro, we go get hate. Like, we will solve this. I'm telling you. Glad we got NLE Chop on the case. Mm-hmm. What if he's fucked up on opium? These tweets seem like something a man who is high.
I'm looking into it. Oh, speaking of, man, you know what today is, bro? You know what I just realized? Man, I forgot because I've been fucking... Yeah. It's fucking...
It's that day, you know what I mean?
It's fucking 420, bro.
420. It's freaking... Smoke that.
It's fucking Chiba season, bro. Wow. It's fucking Cheech and Chong.
Yep. Smoke weed every day.
You know what I'm talking about?
Especially today.
Yeah. But especially,
especially on this holiday.
Yeah. This is the day that you should smoke weed.
This is the only day. Go out there and smoke.
Yeah. I feel like I'm Nate Dogg in 1992. Yeah.
That's crazy. NLE Choppa doesn't smoke any weed.
What did you smoke?
Okay. Well, he's too busy rubbing it on himself.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's getting herbal supplements together. Like, they get you high, and it's like, what is it? It's weed. It's like, oh, shit.
Well, you don't have to smoke it, man. You rub.
That's true. Yeah, they got weed cream and weed shampoo now. Ever since it got legal, it started to get obscure.
That's crazy. It's crazy because he's so health conscious, and his music is still about, you know, like choppers and the ops and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can be healthy and have ops.
Yeah.
You know what ops stands for?
Opposition?
Other people's pancakes.
What's the S stand for?
Suck it.
Okay, other people's pancakes. Crystal's right. Opponents? Yeah, no, opposition.
That's what I assumed it stood for.
Yeah, I don't know. I never looked into it.
I know. I really don't be paying attention to the ops, honestly.
That's good for you, man.
You know what I'm saying? I usually keep my eyes on my own paper. You know what I'm talking about?
When you're taking a quiz.
Mm-hmm. And when I'm taking a, that's it.
Yeah.
you don't cheat off a Soldier Boy? No.
Have you seen his report card?
Yeah.
He got all Fs.
Maybe not the one.
I don't know. I think.
No, man. He went up to his teacher desk and he's like, put some D's on it.
Yeah. I got a second glance at it. It wasn't all Fs.
Could you look at this again?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good, man.
But yeah, feeling good. You guys, what are we doing? Are we doing anything this week?
What's this week?
Oh God, I don't know. What is?
Real quick. Thank you.
Featuring at Dynamic El Dorado on Friday.
Let's go. Nice.
Cool.
So
that's what's up.
Not to brag.
I'm gonna pull up to that. That's gonna be fun. I'm on. Yeah, let's get my second self Friday.
Nice. All right.
Yeah, that's it's warm out now, so I'm expecting that thing to have 100 folks. Yeah,
nice.
That'll be good. I might run to that beforehand.
Nice. Yeah.
Some CBD waters.
I might go down for fucking Daniel Van Kirk Saturday. If you're in Savannah and you're listening to this, or if you want to drive to Savannah, Daniel Van Kirk, he is there this Saturday. He's from Bob's Burgers, Comedy Central, a bunch of different stuff.
Oh, nice.
I might be hosting.
Who's he on Bob's Burgers?
Oh.
Do you remember?
I don't.
That's all right. Don't worry about it.
He plays himself. Like Andy Sanford.
Oh, shit. Potentially. Crazy.
Still hilarious.
Yeah, awesome.
Man, they have some new shit of Aqua Teen Hunger Force coming out this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They have like little shorts on the Adult Swim on the YouTube page. It's really that's cool. Tight. Yeah.
They also got a bunch of...
Skip the beep.
They got new Rick and Morty stuff. Adult Swim dropped like this hour thing like 2 weeks ago. And the first thing is just Rick and Morty.
Damn, like new let's Rick watch
and it. Yeah.
Is it out right now?
Oh, yeah. It's on YouTube.
Let's watch it.
Yeah. thanks to everybody that came out to
the live.
Thanks
to everybody that came out to the live.
Sorry about the bomb threat. I don't know who did that, but we got it all taken care of now.
Hey, okay, you guys. I got a little loose, and I said some things I didn't mean. Mm-hmm. I hope that, the lawyers are able to figure it out.
Yeah. Sorry, sorry we had to lock away everybody's phones.
Yeah.
But, this is what we had to do, for the craft.
Right.
Sorry they ran out of hand pies. I really thought there were going to be more. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did buy all of them.
Yep. But I'm sorry some of y'all didn't get your phones back. We had to lock them up.
We just thought she was going to do something crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Big shout out to Katie Brews and Isaiah Pringle opening up the show.
Shooters.
They Young both murdered.
Yeah, I love those guys.
A lot of you were saying, was that really even a live show? All you did was play NBA YoungBoy's music for an hour.
Dude.
And the answer is, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Still counts. Y'all saw us live.
Yeah.
It was amazing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Still a fun time. You got to see what we do.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. When you think about it, all of our podcasts are just hour-long NBA YoungBoy songs.
Yeah, fuck the ops, bro.
Yeah, for sure. I think, like, was there anything else?
And that's the podcast in 2022. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Wait, are y'all on anything else?
Yeah, man, I'm on this BBL cream, so I think my ass will be looking real nice and fat.
Yeah, I was about to say, Chris, I've been noticing. Hey,
thanks, man. Thanks,
all herbal, man.
All natural.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
which is crazy that it's still Brazilian. You know what BBL stands for, right? Brazilian butt lift. That's what it is.
Oh, Brazilian butt lift. Where's the American butt lift?
I mean,
do you really want to hear that
NLE Choppa's creams are made?
Oh, yeah. Right. 100% U.S. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I mean, think about it. Do you really want an American butt?
Ooh.
As opposed to a Brazilian butt?
Wow.
Depends on what region, I guess.
Sure.
What we're eating?
What region?
About region of America?
Yeah.
Connecticut.
I'll pass. I'm good. It slightly changes colors in the fall. I'm okay.
Yeah. CT.
Yep.
That's the state's initials. Short for CTE. The state can't remember. Uh-huh. Been knocked around a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bo, what about you? What do you got this week?
Well, I ain't got nothing, dude. I don't. I'm not doing anything. I might, fingers crossed, I was at Star Bar Monday, tomorrow, the day this comes out. I'm going to call. I'm going to try to get up there.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
I should call.
Oh, yeah, I need to, too. I need to set my alarm again, bro. I used to have an alarm, but
yeah,
no, I do not.
But, not much, man. I ain't got shit going on. Hopefully, by the time this comes out, I've already seen that new Nick Cage movie. Then I'll probably just talk about it on next week's episode.
Also, my residency's coming up, and I am dog shit at stand-up. So if any of you have a show, let me do it, please.
Yeah, he's about to be the resident. So if you're listening to this, if you can get him booked or book him.
If you know anybody.
Yeah, let my man run the set. So.
Or, you can give me some of those spots. I'll do his jokes.
Yeah, Chris knows all my jokes.
Yeah, really, I'll go up there and I'll report back to Evan and let him know.
Yeah, if I have two at the same time or something.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Just be able to be like, hey, man, this tag needs a little work. Crowd really wasn't fucking with it here. But yeah, I ain't doing shit except, supporting my friends and, just being really happy.
Whack. You're whack.
Boo.
All right, you guys caught me.
Boo.
You guys caught me. It was all facade. Yeah. Long story short, fuck Jared Fogle. Fuck them small ass sandwiches.
Them small ass, not foot long sandwiches.
Mm. Shout out NBA YoungBoy.
Hey.
Bucky's Forever.
Let's go. Both of them number one.
Jacksonville, St. Augustine, good Savannah. Times. Lovely places to hang out and have a great time. And, I think right here is the podcast. I think that's the podcast.
This is it right here?
I think this is the podcast right here.
Wait, did we check? to make sure.
Let me look under here real quick.
Magnifying glass.
Yeah, you look.
Yeah, I'm going to see. I'm not seeing the podcast look over here. What about you?
Yeah, I am not seeing it.
So I feel like right here.
Oh, that's it.
You think,
hey, look at him. Sharp eyes like a damn eagle. He found just spotted it.
Oh, no, that is a dead cat.
Dead cat.
Another one? That's crazy. It's been sitting in this living room the entire time. How did we not notice it?
There's quite a few of them.
Yeah.
Well, I don't live here.
That's fine. I've never been in this room before.
All right. Well,
at the end of the day,
I guess
that's the podcast. Man, that was cute as hell.
Yeah, bro, we did it.
Nice.